Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. First, I need to adopt an amendment.
That's State Representative Kelly Cassidy, a Chicago Democrat, about to ask a legislative committee to endorse her bill that would allow former felons to be eligible for employment in schools. Or, as the security guard outside the State House committee room put it, let convicts work with kids. Cassidy, of course, phrases it differently.
We shall proceed.
Thank you very much. House Bill 494 simply seeks to offer some clarity and opportunity to folks who may have made some mistakes in their past.
Then she explains the effect of current law.
What we operate under now is based on the assumption that someone with a criminal history is always a criminal and never eligible to return to productive society.
She quickly emphasizes what her proposal does not do. It doesn't require schools to hire anyone with a criminal record. It doesn't give them any special rights. Still, several lawmakers headed to other meetings leave during her testimony, registering their nay votes on their way out the door. It takes two rounds of voting and a lot of political maneuvering before the committee agrees to send the measure to the House floor with a positive recommendation. Floyd Stafford could benefit from Cassidy's legislation.
So I got a felony for a nonviolent drug offense. So basically, I purchased some drugs and, you know, I got arrested for that.
In 2006, he got caught buying cocaine, less than a gram, and served 4 months in jail. Stafford says the drug treatment he received while incarcerated changed his life. Since his release, he says he has stayed clean and sober. He is currently enrolled in graduate school at the University of Chicago, where he's set to finish in June with a master's degree in social work.
If you're looking at my resume, you know, I put that up, and I say this in all humility, I would line that up with any other prospective applicant, and I think I would come out favorably.
His dream job is to work with kids in a Chicago public school because he believes that's where he could be most effective.
I want to be able to intervene before, you know, someone gets in trouble or goes through, you know, an unfortunate circumstance or situation. And schools, to me, is the best place where that can happen.
Bryant Jackson Green says former felons like Stafford could provide just the kind of guidance certain kids need.
To sort of have someone with that background who's maybe made a mistake and turned their life around, I think, holds a lot of credibility with students who maybe are on the wrong track. So it'd be helpful, especially in a social worker position.
Jackson Green is a criminal justice policy analyst at the Illinois Policy Institute, a conservative think tank that is actively supporting Cassidy's bill, creating a novel partnership.
It's not a familiar situation for me to have IPI on my side because, you know, I am the most darn near the most liberal member. And so we don't often find ourselves on the same side.
Jackson Green explains the Institute's support by pointing to statistics. The recidivism rate for felons who have jobs is 15%. For felons who do not have jobs, it's three times that. But that's not the only reason.
The sort of bills we support are things that, you know, encourage redemption, second chances. I mean, yes, someone might have made a mistake when they were 18, 19 and gotten in trouble, but that doesn't mean they should be barred for the rest of their life from having an employment opportunity with the school.
The Illinois State Board of Education is officially opposed to Cassidy's measure, but they're continuing to negotiate with the lawmaker. I'm Dusty Rhodes.